This is Miss Melisse, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. This story cycle is called Mirror, Mirror. 31 voices caught in the glass, each one telling you what they saw when the reflection stopped obeying. Remember, mirrors don't copy, they collect. And sooner or later, they show you what they've been saving.
London, 2025, October 11th. Actors live in mirrors. Dressing rooms, quick changes, endless makeup checks. You learn to treat the glass like a friend, even when it is cruel. I was rehearsing alone. Small black box theatre, one cracked mirror backstage, edges warped with age. I sit there, running lines, watching my mouth. My reflection stayed silent. Not delayed. Not late. Silent. My lips moved. My voice filled the room. The mirror's version mouthed nothing. Then, halfway through the scene, he grinned. Not my line. Not my mood. His own choice. I dropped character. Hayden. He stepped closer, pressed a hand to the inside of the glass. I saw fingerprints smear, as if the surface was fogged from within. Stage managers love pranks. But the theatre was empty. The mirror was locked to the wall. I can't stop thinking. What if it is jealous? We perform in front of audiences. We get applause. The mirror rehearses us endlessly. But it never gets to speak. Maybe October is when it demands a role.
You've been listening to Mirror, Mirror from the Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub. This podcast is written and produced by Melisse A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. For show notes, including links and references, please visit bathtubmermaid.com. Remember, bubbles fade, but voices don't. Keep swimming and resist.